My mama, we always called her Nasty Clean. She was so clean, you know.
Excuse me. Okay. If you had a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away, what would you call that?
Relics, I suppose, or I don't know.
Just junk, maybe?
Yeah.
Would you ever use that one?
Well, if I was going to throw away, it'd certainly be junk.
It'd be junk.
Yeah, that's right.
What would you call a room that was used to store odds and ends in?
Well, we'd call it a storeroom or a junk room.
Mm-hmm. Now, talking about the daily housework that a woman, you know, like mm-hmm. your mother would have to do, you'd say every day she has to, to the house, every day she'd have to. Did they say tidy up or clean up? What did they usually say?
You mean now or back then?
Back then.
Really, I don't know what they call it, except I got in on it. I got to help
you
on
got
it.
Help. Mm-hmm.
I believe that my mama called it house cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturdays, after school was out on Fridays, very few rugs on floors then. The parlor had maybe a rug, but the others were pine floors, scrubbed with lye water. And my brother and I had the job before we got big enough to plow or anything. My mother would get in there and mop this, just scrub the floor, just wet it, saturate it. And it was our job to take a rag and clean around the corners and be sure that everything was clean. And that floor was bleached out white. That lye would bleach it.
Mm.
She was immaculately clean. And the walls would be papered with newspapers. You'd go to bed and read all at the same time.
You'd read them all.
But she did, yeah, I really called it reading the walls. She did call it house cleaning.
Well, what would you use to sweep with?
Well, just since I can remember, we've had factory-made brooms.
Uh-huh.
We had a few of the old homemade round brooms, but that was the exception.
Most of them were
good brooms, and I'd say better brooms than we get today.
Mm-hmm. Now, talking about what women do to the clothes, you'd say they had to do the...
Washing. Not laundry, washing.
They'd say washing. Now, how about to get the wrinkles out?
Iron, pressing. Yep. Very little pressing.
Uh-huh.
Pressing was... the special clothes or maybe trousers. Some of the men never pressed their trousers.
Mm-hmm.
But my mama would refer to it as iron day.
Mm-hmm.
Wash day and iron day.
Mm-hmm.
That's
if a person had a two-story house, to get from the first floor to the second floor, they'd say they have to go up the
stairway.
And now if you had a porch, to get from the ground up to the porch, you'd say you had to go up the
steps.
What would you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water out?
Gutters.
And a
very few of them back then, though.
Oh, they didn't have them much.
I remember when I was a kid seeing one or two in Jonesboro.
Oh, over in Jonesboro.
But I don't remember one around here.
Uh-huh. Now, if you have a house, a place on the roof where you have a house and an L, what do you call the place where the two come together?
Valley.
What would you call, what kinds of little buildings did you have? You mentioned that you had a cellar out around your house.
Oh, we had the privy, you know.
Oh, the privy.
We can a lot forget that.
You call that the privy, yeah.
Well, we don't know. We didn't call it the privy. I don't remember what they call it, but I just heard the word privy after I got a little bit older.
Oh. What other little buildings? Like, for example, what about...